the green bean casserole of sports shows. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
I am. Now and forever.
Yeah, 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 all the time. Do you have a favorite, by the way?
What?
A Thanksgiving thing that you're going to eat? Nothing?
Well, usually it's stuffing. I love the stuffing, but
sure.
My wife doesn't particularly care for that, because normally it's cornbread.
Oh, yum.
Corn.
She doesn't do the corn. Yikes. Yeah. Rough.
I'm not a big turkey guy.
No, me either. No. I like everything around.
Yeah.
Everything around it.
Usually when I've hosted Thanksgiving in the past for my family, it's been brisket and ribs or ham.
Yeah, it's better. The best Thanksgiving ever was me and friends. Just everybody brought their favorite food, and that was the best.
No, sure.
That beats most Thanksgiving foods. But green bean casserole for me, I make it like 6 times a year. It's my it's the best.
Homemade mashed potatoes.
Ooh, yeah, with the too much butter and the good gravy. I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No. How's the week? Give or take. Yeah, man.
It's okay. You.
Yeah.
It's been all right. I've been a little sick, so.
Nice to see you.
Yay.
Yeah. Nice to talk sports.
Yeah, let's talk some sports.
We are going to start. I'm going to get a few out of the way. It's kind of a, slowish. We're picking up on a couple things. I'm going to start at the bottom of my list. Wisconsin Badgers. We've got the football team and the basketball team both been in action in the last week. Both of them won. The big news this week for me is it's Paul Bunyan's axe.
Oh yeah.
Regional sports, it is the oldest college series, the oldest rivalry in college football.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, they have played more times Wisconsin and Minnesota than any other team in the history. 62-62-8. They're tied after 100 and gosh, math is hard. 130, 140 or so, whatever that is. Yeah, 62-62-8.
That's why you cook.
Yes, professionally, not mathing. Yeah, I do very little maths for. It's been kind of a weird year for the Badgers.
They won last week.
Yeah.
So did that solidify them getting into a bowl?
They are officially. I want to call it the third longest bowl streak in the country. They beat Nebraska. Nebraska was a fair to Midland team and has been all year to get themselves bowl eligible. So, you know, the Badgers travel well, so they'll go to some bowl pretty well. The winner for this game is if the Badgers can win, they can keep Minnesota from becoming bowl eligible.
No.
And they can get back that axe, Paul Bunyan's giant axe. One of my favorite things in sports for me is watching the Badgers sprint across the Metrodome to take back their giant axe.
Metrodome?
For me, it was the Metrodome.
Oh, they,
you know, I'm very old. I don't know where Minnesota plays their games currently, but they used to play. They used to play in the Metrodome. Is that right? No, not even?
No, they had their own stadium.
Well, it was an indoor stadium, right?
No.
Remember
that year the roof fell down on the Metrodome?
Yeah.
Minnesota had to play their games outside at Minnesota's... Yeah, outdoor arena,
but yeah,
stadium.
So we got the go Badgers. Go, you're right.
Close
so,
though.
Yeah, thanks, man. No, Minnesota's 5-6, and Wisconsin's 6-5. So I'd really like to see them beat Minnesota. They're favored. Braylon Allen is back. Their best offensive player is back. That's what I'll be watching on Saturday.
Okay.
Their basketball team beat Virginia. Virginia's coached by Tony Bennett, who's the son of Dick Bennett. Dick Bennett was the coach at University of Wisconsin.
Not Tony Bennett, the singer?
No, I don't think so. No, it doesn't look... Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we should have queued up the music, by the way. If you're going to do that, you've got a whole... Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I didn't
I've
think
seen... If I mention the word baseball, we queue up music. How come we can't, you know? They beat Virginia. They were ahead from the jump. They looked really good. Finally, Virginia will be a tournament team. They won the national championship a few years ago. They were right around they were 4-0, I think, to start their season this season. They have some top shelf talent. You know, like they are in the ACC. They are one of the better teams in that conference, and the Badgers beat them. So that was a really, really nice to see. They have kind of a preseason tournament going on with it's called the Fort Myers tip-off. The Badgers play tonight. SMU. SMU's 4-1. They've produced some NBA talent in the last couple of years. Top 25 team. They're pretty good too. So they play 7:30 tonight. I bet I'm going to watch that. We could talk more about that because I really, really want to get to the fun parts of our sports season. I'm going to talk to the Bucks. The Bucks are 10-4. They play the Celtics on Wednesday tonight. Yeah, tonight. Yeah, they play tonight. Tonight's Wednesday evening. 6:30 on the big network. The Bucks look really good. They're 10-4. They're really, really in the last few games starting to turn it around and look like that team that traded for some really top shelf talent. They scored 142 points in a game, 132, 130, 128. They are lighting it up. Damon Lillard is playing like
Damon Lillard.
Like exactly like you would expect from one of the best point guards in the NBA. Giannis is still Giannis, and Chris Middleton is little by gradually little playing a few more minutes, more than 20 to 22 minutes. They're 10-4. And like I said, the Celtics are 11-3, about the same, and they have top shelf talent too. So if this is that preview, you know, early season preview.
It's a long season, though.
You're at 14 or 15 games out of an 82-game season. Yeah. You're at the quarter point, not even, of the season, but it's still nice to see what you got. And they're 10-4.
Sure.
Again, but on way more exciting news, Packers won.
Is it really good news for you, though?
No, it's not good. It's good because people, you know, it's better than watching the game, which everybody does, right? Like, I watch the game, and I don't want to watch a game that's terrible. Like, I don't want them to lose to the Chargers, but I wish they did. By the end of the year, me as a fan who wants to see them get some draft picks, maybe get a real quarterback, address some offensive line deficiencies, be able to address more than one big ticket thing on a draft night.
So not a receiver?
No. Not a receiver. No, don't need another young wide receiver. If somehow you could trade two of these young receivers for one real receiver, that would be a fantastic thing. Although the young receivers, because they're the only receivers that the Packers have, showed up in this game. Jalen Reed had 94 yards of offense and a touchdown, 46 yards receiving, and 46 yards rushing. His rushing touchdown was the longest, I want to say the longest rush of the season for the Packers. They looked, he looked really, really good. He's more and more looking like a true weapon, an NFL style, can run in the slot, can look like Randall Cobb type of player. But yeah, no, they beat the Chargers, who, for all the talent that they have on that team, apparently aren't very good. Their coach feels fireable because he's been a 500 coach, despite the fact that they should be a playoff team. Packers won 23-20.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're 4-0, underwhelming, right? They're not good. They're not good and they're not bad. Apparently, they're just below average.
4-6.
4-6. Not great. Not a playoff team and not a top five draft pick team. They're just on TV. But they play the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Oof.
Yeah, but oof.
Good luck with that one.
That's right. The Lions once again look like one of the best teams. They start out your Thanksgiving early.
Yeah,
they're the early game on Fox. 8-2 at Detroit. Detroit looks really, 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 really good.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, all year they're gonna yeah, win.
I mean, I think it's no shock rate at this point, unless they have a serious debacle. Which I don't think is going to happen.
No, they're not. There's nobody in this division that's going to beat them, right? Like, I watch Minnesota. I watch Green Bay. And Chicago is just a fire. They're not a real. Even when they win, I don't pay attention. They lose a lot, I don't pay attention.
I mean, they play the Lions tomorrow. They got the Chiefs next week. Ouch.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you could probably win against the Giants.
Yeah.
Buccaneers?
The Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield is playing much better than Jordan Love.
Then you have the Panthers. You'll win that one. That's
winnable. So you're going to win two games.
Then you play my Vikings.
That's a loss, right? Like, yeah, the Vikings are a real team. The Vikings have Josh Dobbs is playing like a real.
He's playing lights out. I think, what was it, Sean Payton did the quote where he goes, you know, for considering all the circumstances and everything, he's playing lights out. I've never seen anything like it before. And I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. That's Sean Payton.
Who has seen a number of great quarterbacks.
Yeah, and he's, you know, and he's not only a great quarterback, but he's also, you know, seen a lot of stuff.
He's been around the league for nearly 30 years.
I mean, look at the job he's doing at Denver. I mean, they started off 1-5. They're on a 5-game winning streak now. They're 500, which nobody thought, you know.
I like that I get to root for Russell Wilson again. I'm a closet Russell Wilson fan. You can't. I will list him way too high in my list of best quarterbacks. And favorite wise, he played a year at Wisconsin, and he went to the Rose Bowl, and he was, as far as I can remember, the last Badger quarterback that was drafted in the NFL. Maybe Brooks Bollinger was drafted in the NFL. Right. And so that's why for me I will root for Russell Wilson. Also, as a not very tall person, watching a 5'11" Russell Wilson, maybe 6 feet tall Russell Wilson at his best is super fun to watch. It's just been a couple of years, and he's super nerdy, and he's real grating as a personality. You get a lot when he wins. You got to deal with him on TV talking about himself,
he's a little full of himself.
He is a bit. Yeah. He looks it. He acts it. To his credit, he's acted like that his entire career.
Yeah.
It's not a negative. It's a confidence thing. He's won a Super Bowl. So there's that. You know, like when you get to say you're a Super Bowl winner, that does get some cachet.
No, it got him a lot of cachet.
It did. He got him a cachet and a celebrity to go with it. So yeah, you know, Sean Payton's done. Definitely, it's at the beginning of the year you were wondering, man, did the Broncos give up?
But he figured it's going to take, you know, no matter what, you know, first time coach for that team.
Sure.
It's going to take you a while.
And it did. And they've looked good.
Russell's starting to look like Russell again when he was with.
Got to let him cook. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Seattle, but we'll see.
What else you got? Your Vikings. Can we talk about your Vikings?
Against the Broncos?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No. Just a flat and firm no about that?
They turned the ball over 3 times. That helped. That didn't help anything. So they turned it over 3 times. You know, I think it was one was an interception, a couple fumbles.
That never wins.
No. We knew this.
That is always a difficult thing.
We knew this before.
And losing by 1 point, that's always that is kind of the MO, right?
Yeah.
Dobbs,
20 for 32, 221 yards, one passing TD, but he had the one interception. On the plus side, our running game is actually looking better.
Sure. What was the highlight for your running game? Madison,
well,
right?
Yeah, well, between Madison, Ty Chandler, they both, Madison had 81 yards, Ty Chandler had 73,
that's what you need
vast
to do.
Improvement from, 3 weeks ago,
That feels like the combined total of like 3 weeks previous is that amount of yards. Yeah, 150 yards on the ground is.
But he's spreading the ball out, though, receiving. I mean, TJ, so I didn't know this until this last week. Dobbs and TJ Hawkins in the offseason actually practiced together.
Huh.
Like they actually work out together. So Dobbs actually has a connection with TJ already.
Interesting.
So
maybe
that's
share
why,
an agent, maybe? They just,
I don't know. But they, you can see the connection. I mean, TJ says Josh has come in.
Be a real relief, I'm guessing, as a quarterback to know that you know at least one guy you know he can catch.
Yeah.
You know what he can do. And then they got the Bears, though.
Yeah.
They got Bears on Monday night.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
The whole country is going to be watching.
If we lose the Bears, then I just want to lose the rest of the games.
Again, are we going to go right back into that? Yeah.
Might as well.
God, what a cycle. I'm with you.
I still think they're going to sign both.
It's like the Packers and Vikings are on opposite sides of this whirlpool, just getting sucked to the bottom here, where I'm rooting for them to lose all the time, even though you enjoy a victory. I feel like in your fan brain, you enjoy a loss more, right? For the Vikings?
I'm
a real draft pick, though? I mean,
it'd be nice, but
it'd be cool, because I do like to remind you, when is the last time the Vikings had a super high top five draft pick?
I don't even remember last time.
No?
I mean, I don't even really know. I mean, it was probably Percy Harvin.
I don't want to say out loud. No, he was actually lower. He was lower. He's like 20-something. I want to say it was Troy Williamson, but I don't want you to swear at me. I don't want you to swear and have to end this thing early. Was it a mid-Matt? Something? Would you draft an offensive lineman real high once? No, I honestly, and the Packers are the same way. The last time the Packers had themselves a top five draft pick was A.J. Hawk. And as much as I like A.J. Hawk in college, he was not a top five draft pick worth getting super, super excited about. But traditionally in the NFL...
Trey Waynes, number 11.
Number 11. Okay, but even that's not top...
No, I didn't pan out.
Can you get anywhere near top three? Yeah.
2012.
Matt Cale. I was going to say, it was an offensive lineman?
Yep.
All right, was that top five?
Tackle, yeah.
All right, that's one top
number,
five.
Number four.
And he's not in the league anymore.
I don't think so.
And 10 years later, he's not in the league.
Number 12 pick, Christian Ponder.
Who?
Yeah. Okay. 2007, Adrian Peterson, the number seven.
Seven. All right. Okay.
Troy Williamson was seven.
I forgot about Adrian Peterson. I do. He's one of those guys worthy. But, yeah, when you run through there, and if you look at the Packers, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're enjoying scrolling through this. Oh, man, I remember that guy. I remember getting excited, then disappointed about that guy. Yeah, over and over with a...
We don't do well number one pick or, like, first-round picks.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you look at the history of their second
to fourth round... Christian Darrisaw's doing pretty good. I mean, historically, we're at that 23, 22, 20, you know, range for the pick. I mean, Justin Jefferson was 22.
Yeah, that's a real fluke. But, I mean, you have to also hit on that, right?
Garrett Bradbury is 18. I mean, he's okay.
He's okay. That's some real...
He's all right. I mean, he's still there. I mean...
He's still on the team.
Laquon Treadwell.
I remember that. He didn't play for like 3 years, and he caught two passes, and then they cut him, and now he's not...
He's back again. He was on the practice squad.
Really?
Or somebody. I can't remember. That guy. Probably the Jets.
Good for him. Yeah, probably the Jets. They just have everybody somehow. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what we're getting at is you really have to be either great or terrible in the NFL.
Right.
You really do. The Chiefs had to be really bad to get good draft picks, to be great, to hit on their spots. You have to bottom out, and you have to hit on those bottom out spots. The problem is when you're a team like the Bears and you don't hit on those spots, you're just forever bad.
Well, which also, I mean, that comes down to, I mean, they're already talking about Matt Eberflus being fired.
Again. Yeah.
They're going to. You know, it's like almost not as bad as the Texans, but.
You can't fire an owner. Somehow you can't. So nobody can get in the owner's ear and say, you're the problem here.
Right.
Because the owner is the one hiring a general manager who can't get the right players, can't find a coach. The owner is the one who can't hire the right people to get the right coach in position. Because if you're an owner who's worth working for, coaches will want to work with you. You will get the chance to hire Sean Payton.
But it also comes into the play is the offseason and those free agents.
Yes.
You know? No, if you're a team that's a dumpster fire, you're going, no, we don't want to play there.
We don't know who the coach will be in 16 games from now. So
on that note, the fact that the Houston Texans are doing as great as they are.
And they look fantastic, really, by the way. Yeah. Yep, they are.
But still,
that's a great turnaround to go from getting the number two and the number three pick in the draft. Well, the number two pick in the draft, swinging a really neat trade. Actually, that trade has worked out so much better for them than Carolina's trade to get Bryce Young. Carolina traded with Chicago to get the number one pick, and they gave up next year's first-round pick in the process. Next year's first-round pick is now this year. This year, Carolina is also the worst team in football.
Yep.
So they went from being like the fifth worst team in football to the worst team in football, and they're going to lose the number one overall pick, which probably would be a quarterback this year. So,
well, I think...
I guess, would you rather have a Bryce Young or whoever this is?
I think, well, if you look at the stats in the rookie years of like Peyton Manning, same stats.
Okay.
Three and whatever it was, both of them so far. I mean, it's looking, you know.
Yeah, I remember Peyton Manning had a really bad rookie.
Yeah. Troy Aikman was the same way
off
his first year.
1-11, like that.
So, you know, sometimes, I mean, they're bad. They get another one, number one pick. They can solidify. I mean,
right.
If they get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, yeah.
You know, something like that. Right. I mean.
Yeah, so next year, your next number one pick. Chicago actually is going to get the opportunity. Yeah. There's no reason for Chicago to mess this up now.
Yeah, right.
Other than the fact that it's Chicago and they aren't good at doing the part where you have to put players on the field,
right,
to make winning happen. They're good at fielding a franchise. They get really nice jerseys. I like, you know, they do. I like the thought of there being a team in Chicago, but man, they are bad at putting a team together.
Yeah,
because they're going to be sitting at the number one pick and a number two pick probably.
Close,
you know, something very near to that. They should be able to fix all their problems. The Packers, if they keep winning like this, they're not going to fix their problems, because we're gonna. I don't think Jordan Love is the answer. If I was going to say some quarterbacks in the league, will you tell me if Jordan Love is better than him or worse than him?
Go for it.
Let's go with Baker Mayfield.
The way he's playing this year?
Sure.
No, but he's not better.
He's not better than Baker Mayfield.
I don't think so.
Not better than, how about Russell Wilson?
No.
Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Okay, Zach, he got replaced.
When we replaced, he got benched. He's now the number three.
Is he the number, all the way back to the bottom of the nowhere?
He's very humble about the whole RDL, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is he better than Derek Carr?
No.
Jameis Winston? The backup quarterback for the Saints.
I mean, when Jameson's played, he's lights out. He's kind of like Brett Favre.
Oof. Don't say that,
Brett. Well, Favre's, but he best. Is, though. I mean, Brett Favre had a lot of interceptions, but he could zing it.
Fair enough. Okay.
You know, he had his last year as a starter, I think he had almost 5,000 yards passing.
He did. He had an remarkable amount of numbers.
Yeah. But he also had fairly higher.
He had something like 5,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 25 interceptions. Yeah. A remarkable stat for a football. So is he better than Justin Fields?
I think if Justin Fields was at, let's reverse that.
If Justin Fields was on the Packers,
I think talent wise, I think Justin Fields is really good. He just, you go to Chicago and you die.
Is that it? You're just historically a bad team, and for quarterbacks especially. Yeah, if you're not a running back, or a defensive lineman, you're not playing in Chicago. Isn't really going to do it for you. So Jordan Love isn't better than Jordan. He's not better than Jared Goff. He's not better than,
not this year.
You'd rather have him than Kyler Murray?
I don't know, all 5'9" of them.
Right, yeah,
he looked really good when he came back in his first game.
Because I'm not even listing the top quarterbacks.
No.
Jordan Love is somewhere between 15 and 25 out of 30 and
change. What's his ranking right now? It's probably 26.
I mean, no, he's had two really good games, actually. He's had two in a row, because his first two games and his last two games out of the nine games that we've played were really solid. Those middle four were terrible, and got us talking about getting excited about a new quarterback. But no, his last.
I think he's going to be on it. I think he's going to start next year.
Set career highs at near 300 yards in the last couple games. He's back to four touchdowns, zero interceptions.
How long has he been? 3 years, 4 years
this
now.
This is his fourth year.
You know, to actually get in the game and get that experience. I mean,
his numbers are going to be pretty good by the end of the year if he continues along this path. You're looking at 20 plus touchdowns and, you know, 10 and change interceptions, which is, other than the fact, you know, that
I think he's not horrible, but he's not great either.
That accuracy is hard to watch sometimes. And yeah. I know it's rookie receivers, but once in a while, he just throws a real bad ball that you can't believe it didn't get picked off. He'll just miss by 6-7 yards. And
Daniel Jones?
I mean, Daniel Jones is hurt.
But they're both healthy.
Well, Daniel Jones is a stud when he's healthy. When you watch a Daniel Jones game,
he's also very athletic.
That's what I'm saying. He will run over or through a guy. He throws interceptions too. But no, I would. That is a good comparison, actually. Jordan Love to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, I'd rather have Jordan Love's contract. So I probably guess, or I'd rather go Jordan Love then, I guess, because if they're the same give or take quarterback, Jordan Love is only making $15 million, and Daniel Jones is making like
30
and change million. He made a lot of money to be a hurt quarterback on a terrible team this year. Right? Yeah. Is he better than Geno Smith? Would you rather have Geno?
So I would take Geno in a heartbeat.
Would you rather have Geno Smith or Kirk Cousins?
Kurt.
Wow. Really?
before he got hurt, he was
all right.
He
fair,
was top
fair, fair, fair.
Five.
Even for just not, I'm not saying for a for the rest of their career, you'd rather have yourself about 3 years of Kirk Cousins.
Right. We go back to that debate. Who would you rather have over Kirk Cousins, though, of those middle groups? Would you take David Carr?
Oh, Kirk Cousins is the leader of the mediocre bus. He is the driver of the. He's seat A on the better than. Yeah. No, he's Kirk Cousins is.
He's top 10.
He can get on the top 10 bus. Yeah, there's I mean, times in the season.
Well, right before he got injured, he was top. He was third, four.
Top five. Yeah. No.
You know, he was lights out.
His offense, he's really has had an advantage of playing for some great right. offenses.
Through his career. Long as he has an offensive line,
mm-hmm.
he's good. Which this year, that O-line has been really good.
Right. It's interesting to say because when he has a good offense and the right coaches, he puts up phenomenal numbers.
Yeah.
That's his whole career, right?
And, like he's now lately in the last couple of years, he's been winning those primetime games.
Except Hall of Fame yeah, inductee Kirk Cousins, right? Right? I mean, that feels like that should happen.
No, it won't happen, though.
Out of this current crop of NFL quarterbacks, if you don't mind talking about the NFL for just a couple more minutes, right? Like,
we got 2 minutes.
Sorry, everybody. That's it?
Yeah.
Did we really knock that out?
Yeah.
Oh, let's cue up that other song that
we were
getting.
We may as well just keep on talking.
I kid everybody. We don't even do music anymore. Is the top, Pat Mahomes, Hall of Famer. Yeah. Who? Anybody else currently playing Hall of Famer? Justin Herbert? Tell me when I hit a Hall of Famer. Justin Herbert.
No.
Jalen Hurts.
I don't know about that one yet. He runs. I mean, you know, he's like that. He's Lamar, Jalen Hurts, kind of that category of a running athletic.
Is there anybody in the besides Patrick Mahomes that's currently playing?
This year they're having an off year, but I mean, they're still probably going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, the Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs look fantastic. Yeah,
except for Monday, they looked like, you know, they dropped.
That was still a really nice. That was a good game to watch.
Yeah,
it is nice watching.
If he had, let's say, if he had Devontae Adams on that team,
correct. Oof. That drop by. Oh. I mean, it is fun watching former Packers drop the ball for other teams because that was why Scandling isn't with the team anymore. Is because he used to drop those passes when he played for the Packers.
He's not with the Chiefs anymore. Did they cut him? They cut him.
Woof. He was a free agent a couple of years ago, but yeah, he's one of those.
Well, he went to the Jets because he was at,
and then they traded him.
Yeah,
traded him back.
Yeah, they traded him.
And then they cut him.
Yeah,
what a bad drop for that guy, man. Yeah, what a
you're done.
Oh, I mean, it hit him right in the hands. That was a fantastic pass that you are supposed to catch.
USFL all the way.
Right. Yeah. Former NFLer.
Yeah.
Valdez Scandling.
But yeah, I mean, right now, I guess it's too early. I mean, right now, it stands if Patrick Mahomes stays on the current path, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I feel like he could retire now and be a Hall of Famer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, two Super Bowls. Was he two Super Bowl victories?
Yeah.
And multiple Pro Bowls? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Patrick Mahomes is the best.
Well, we run out of time.
Oh, man.
We've only got 20 seconds.
This was the best NFL show ever. So thanks a lot for letting us do this, WDRT. You guys should listen and tune in anytime. And then we'll probably go and catch you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.